Hi, this is Jeff Lizardo, UpRidge's Workday Practice Lead, and I just want to take a few moments today to talk about the recent reduction in workforce that Workday announced today. They'll be reducing headcount by roughly 3% of the global workforce. It's considerably lower than some of the other firms out there, recent tech firms that have announced layoffs. Google was at 6%, Meta 13%, Amazon 6%, Microsoft 5%, Salesforce 10%. Should give you an idea, Twitter 50%. So again, there's some big ones out there. Workday has announced, or part of their announcement, saying it's primarily going to impact their product and technology organization. In the same breath, they're also saying they continue to, or will continue to hire, increase hiring or headcount over the course of the year as their fiscal year 24. And again, a lot of that, the hiring is going more, from what we've seen, into their go-to-market, which is their marketing and sales organization. So I think there's two things to kind of take out of this. Is one, for current customers looking at this and saying, well, if you're reducing the product and technology organization, that's where a lot of the innovation comes in. So where are my fees going that I pay my increase every year, which is usually CPI plus an innovation index that can be as high as 5%. You know, and that 5% is really for innovation. So if you're paying that, where's my innovation fee going? Are we going to be reducing the new features and functionality in the product development roadmap? How's it going to impact what I'm paying for today? The second part of it is, if I'm a current customer, I'm saying, well, is that money now going to go instead to hiring more salespeople that are going to then be more aggressively selling to me? I certainly think Workday is definitely focused on selling not only to its current install base, but certainly getting net new logos, right, and net new greenfield opportunities. But it's also for the current install base too. So those would be questions if you're looking at this and kind of reading into it. If you're a current Workday client or customer, those would be some of the questions I might want to have with my Workday account rep or account team. And also to be wary a little bit as far as more aggressive sales approaches within your organization. They certainly need to do that. One of the things I've seen in some of the charts is that Workday last year had about 22% year-over-year growth, and they've always been targeting that, trying to get consistent 20% growth. Certainly that took a hit through COVID. There's some big adjustments there. But 22% was their growth last year. They're projecting, or I'm seeing projections here, for 12%. Again, that's just a projection. It could be more, but that's the estimate. So you can see kind of how that's going down. Meanwhile, their growth rates from a headcount perspective have gone up. So they certainly need to right size here a little bit. But you can obviously tell here the focus is going to be more on less development if you're reducing from your product groups, and more investment in sales and marketing to try to really increase sales. So again, things to look out for with Workday. They also mentioned, as most organizations do, that they do not have any plans for additional reductions in force. It's more of a, to use an IBM term here, more rebalancing, I think, within Workday. And that could very well be true. But certainly you can expect a more aggressive Workday sales approach in the market if you're a current Workday customer, or if you're even considering Workday, because that's where their investments are going. And if they're only projecting 12% right now for year-over-year growth, and they've consistently targeted and communicated to Wall Street 20%, that's going to be light a fire under them to really pursue aggressive sales tactics to hit those numbers.